Good morning, winner. Take a deep breath.
Good. You're ready to dominate this day. You've worked harder than everyone, and that is why you're a champion. You understand that greatness takes sacrifice. Visualize what you still want to achieve. Stand atop the mountain of your success and look down at everyone who's ever doubted you. Fuck those losers. Fuck them in their stupid fucking faces.
So much.
Been one night.
Are we gonna go to school or?
Nope. I don't think we are.
Nope, we're just gonna stay here.
Any of you ever again, okay? That's it. Signing off. Go Crockett's!
Boom.
Principal Brown.
Oh. Hi, Molly, Amy. What's shaking?
I want to make the transition of next year's student government as seamless as possible so that when I'm up in New Haven...
Yale. You can just say Yale, please.
Well, our class's official policy is to not discuss where anyone is attending next year. We don't want them to feel insecure.
Very thoughtful.
Anyway, I need to go over the end of the year budget numbers we have.
Oh, gosh. Really? Like now? I mean, why don't you do it with Nick, you know? Please? I mean, he's the vice president.
Nick? We both know that Nick only ran for VP because they planned the dances. That position is... It's basically a popularity contest. He's useless.
Ladies, it's the last day. You know? We did it, huh? We got you through high school. Can't we just graduate, head off to college, you know, celebrate this wonderful achievement, and let's focus on getting through the rest of the day without anything
horrible.
I'm sorry,
are you shutting the door on us? Because that's not subtle. We will persist.
Nick's like the great equalizer. Delegates from every group of girls are casting their ballots for his penis.
Oh, AAA takes the lead.
Don't call her that.
Everybody calls her that. She gave roadside assistance to 3 senior guys last year.
You hear them getting degrading nicknames?
They call Sam Ross Dick Splinter.
That's not derogatory. It's a factual description.
7:20.
Under 8 minutes? You're joking!
Oh my God. 9:43.
What am I going to do without you girls next year? Nobody around here even attempts the Thursday.
Well, Amy and I are going to Skype the puzzle every single week, so we will send you our Sunday times.
You know what? Why don't I just give you two my number? That way you guys can call or text me if you need anything.
Yeah. That would just make our lives.
Sure.
Definitely.
I'll give you mine after.
No. I'll just share the contact.
I'm just going to share
the contact.
Wait, Miss Fine. I thought there were no cell phones allowed in class. Or are there exceptions for ass kissers?
Hey, a dollar in the swear jar.
I'm so sorry. These shorts, they don't have pockets.
Okay, excuse me. Excuse me. Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God.
No spatial awareness at this school.
Hey, Amy.
Yeah.
Did you just score your teacher's phone number?
Yeah.
Nice.
Hey, Miss Fine, you should come party with us tonight.
Did you just ask Miss Fine if she wants to party with you? You think she wants to watch you and your friends get drunk and break things?
Yeah, sorry, hold on. I was having a conversation with her. You were not part of this.
Sit down, Theo.
Yo.
What up, Miss Fine? Just wanted to drop off a last day present for my favorite teach.
Jared, you are not my student.
I've heard great things. And hey, everybody else got their graduation gifts, right? Come on. Jair Bear coming at you from all angles, right?
Nobody asked for that.
Big me, littler me, little baby Jair at the bottom. Baby Jair says, happy graduation, everybody.
Yeah, no one's going to wear a shirt with your face on it, Jared.
Like, not even ironically.
Okay, well, agree to disagree, because...
Jared, just go.
I'm out of here. Wasn't even here. See you, Molly.
Bye, Molly.
I'll see ya.
Bye, Molly.
Why does he...
Fair townspeople,
I swear to God.
Mark thy calendars and make thy plans to attend the drama department's summer program, Shakespeare in the Park. Gingla.
We will be performing the Bart's comedies as modern tragedies outside Whole Foods across town.
It's actually funny. It's what we did in my summer program last year in Barcelona, when I lived in Barcelona. I will be directing, and Alan may be starring pending auditions.
I don't audition. I'm offer only.
This looks fun, but I'm not gonna be here.
Yeah, Amy's spending the summer in Botswana helping women make their own tampons. That's
gross.
Well, blood attracts lions. I'm saving lives.
Oh, okay. Well, that's actually noble. I, too, have a fear of big cats.
And I can't, because I'm working all summer, and also I don't want to.
You are a Philistine.
Why would you do theater when you could do debate?
Because some of us enjoy working with others.
And some of us know how to win.
Nobody's winning in that outfit.
Sit down, y'all. We got work to do. So, Molly, why don't you start us off?
Thank you, Miss Fine. Kill it. All right. Well, as you might recall from my analysis yesterday, we were talking about the kids submitting to authority.
Okay. Just 1 sec.
Nick, there's some student government stuff we have to go over.
Come on, man.
We have to go over the end of the year budget, so if you could just...
It's just, we're playing this game where I gotta catch you in my mind. It's complicated. I'll holler at you later, I guess.
I'm sure it's complicated. I cannot believe I lasted an entire year with Nick as my vice president. He's allergic to work. All he wants to do is goof off. It's infuriating.
Go talk to Ryan.
What?
No. Well, because I'm going to go talk to Ryan. Because
no. I have so much to say.
No.
Fine.
I'm going. Just going to...
There she goes. Oh, baby, 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 please. My heart sinks to my knees. Oh, baby, baby, do. Sorry. Baby.
Here
it's
you
all
go.
Good.
Here.
Sharp elbows.
Not as sharp as your chin.
What?
So isn't it crazy that it's the last day?
I know, dude. I can barely believe it. Are you going to come to Nick's tonight? His aunt went on a cruise ship that broke down, so Nick's going to throw a party at her house.
That's awesome.
It's all right. They're stuck on a boat shitting in buckets.
Oh, well, that's not really what I meant.
Oh, jeez. Come on, Tanner.
All right, well.
All right, I'll see you later. I'll just, fuck.
What are you doing? Fuck. Go back.
Oh, that was bad. That was bad. I'm good. I don't even know if she's into girls. I'm good. That was...
She wore a polo shirt to prom.
Well, that's just her gender performance. It's different from her sexual orientation.
I'm sorry, but I don't get it.
Well, gender is constructive.
No, thank you. That much I understand. It's just, it's a little bit shocking that you're into Ryan. First crush, the little white cat from the Aristocats. You go from that to Avril Lavigne. It just is not. It's not what I anticipated.
I just like that she's always in a good mood, and she's got a really cute smile. It just seems like she'd be a really fun person to have sleepovers and lie around with.
Excuse me? Pardon me? I'm a fun person to have sleepovers and lie around with. It's literally all we do.
Well, with her, there'd be more vagina involved.
That's fair.
She said Nick's having a party tonight.
Of course he would. He's so fucking stupid. Somebody always gets arrested the night before graduation. Amy, do you know how many girls are going to be up your vagina at Columbia next year? Are you aware of it? Because I'm aware of it. Every time I come to visit you, you're just going to be scissoring a different girl.
Dude, scissoring is not a thing.
Don't knock it until you've tried it. Don't knock it until you've tried it.
I'm not knocking it, but
how about you don't knock it until you tried it?
Not the cemetery or the penitentiary. Damn, my contemporaries, I'm too legendary. It's so.
Here comes the 1%.
Money. I got money. Ooh. Money.
car belongs in a museum.
What the fuck, Jared? I said door to door.
Museum of death, because its smog is killing us all.
Fuck!
You all right?
We spend every minute together. It's so weird. We spend every minute together. We are equals. Gigi just keeps Jared around for when she needs a liver.
No, please don't get on the car. Please
I'm fucking
don't.
Spent, Jared!
At least take the heels
I'm
off.
I'm fucking spent!
Gigi, I just got it back from the shop.
I'm napping.
Do you think it's true that his dad got him a sex worker for his 14th birthday?
It's too weird of a story to be made up. There's so many specifics. He sprained his ankle. She had a hearing aid.
What up, chicas?
It's intolerable.
You guys hungry? I got some soup dumps.
Keep it down out there!
They're probably a little soggy now, but they're great cold.
Good Lord. Right. Okay, I'm going to pee in your weird-ass bathroom. Watch my stuff.
Until all of us can pee without genitals, none of us can.
These motherfuckers. You were ugly what? How did you graduate sixth grade? Shocking to me.
So I would marry the sex doll.
Right.
Okay? Fuck the soccer ball.
Yep.
And then kill mom.
Dude, no.
There's no other way, dude. Like, I can't fuck her, you know, because, well, I'm scared. My dick can't get hard. And then, like, I can't marry her because, well, I don't believe in the institution.
Uh-huh.
So I have to kill mom. And I know it'll haunt me. I'm a peaceful person.
That's very true.
Wait, are you guys talking about Molly Davidson?
Yeah.
That girl is so weird. She always acts like she's like 40.
I wish she was fucking 40, man. Women in their 40s know themselves.
No, she's cute. No, yeah, I give her that, but she'd probably make you quiz on her SAT analogies while you fuck her.
Dude, no, her vagina's probably stuffed with diplomas. How much you want to bet? That shit's like a filing cabinet down there.
Well, I got no problem with a filing cabinet. I would make passionate sex to Molly Davidson.
Really?
Yeah, I just put a bag over her personality.
That's it. Molly's like a butter face for personality. A butter personality.
Yeah.
So bad.
That's cool, man. Yeah. What?
Shit. Oh. Please do not stop on my account. You know what? My badge is stuffed with diplomas. Soon it's going to be stuffed with job offers and glowing profiles and commendations from the governor. So while you guys were all studying AP hand jobs, I was kicking ass and busting curves. And I'm going to continue to do that at Yale next year. So I like my choices. And wherever you three are next year, I hope you do too.
I'm going to Yale too.
What?
I'm incredible at hand jobs, but I also got a 1560 on the SATs.
No, you didn't.
I got in early.
To Yale.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. 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 Oh, Tanner, where are you going to school?
I'm playing soccer at Stanford.
Stanford University? What are you guys talking about? That's...
Stanford.
Stanford University.
Hey, I'm not going to college. I got recruited to go code for Google. I mean, it's not Apple, but... The Bennies are pretty tight, man, and it's mid-six figures, so I'm not complaining.
Oh boy.
I'm so proud of you.
Oh boy.
It's amazing.
Hey, you failed the seventh grade twice.
Rule of threes.
You guys are serious?
Mm-hmm. Hey, I might pretend like I don't know you next year. No offense.
This isn't possible. You guys don't even care about school.
No. We just don't only care about school.
Well, I'm done.
After you.
Excuse me.
You've worked harder than everyone who's ever doubted. Worked harder.
Hey, you okay?
I thought we weren't supposed to talk.
Just tell me.
Georgetown. Jesus.
Hope.
No.
We're going to
I
school next year.
I couldn't be less interested in, like, whatever this is.
Gigi! Where the fuck are you going to school next year?
Don't judge me. It was my fifth choice. Harvard.
Thank you.
don't care who you are, don't care what you do. But if you buy my drinks, I can act like I do.
We didn't party because we wanted to focus on school and get into good colleges.
And it worked.
But the irresponsible people who partied also got into those colleges. They did both.
So?
So we messed up. We didn't have to choose. They did both. We are the only assholes who did one.
Hey, we are not assholes, okay? Let's just come sit down. We'll cut the cake, look at the memory box, celebrate the
end. This is not a time to celebrate. We have to go to a party tonight.
What?
Let's go to Nick's party.
Are you kidding? No, no way.
We only have one night left to have studied and partied in high school. Otherwise, we're just gonna be the girls that missed out. We haven't done anything. We haven't broken any rules.
Okay. We've broken a lot of rules. One, we have fake IDs.
Fake college IDs so we can get into their 24-hour library.
Name one person whose life was so much better because they broke a couple of rules.
Picasso.
That's, he broke art rules. Name a person who broke a real rule.
Rosa Parks.
Name another
Susan
one.
Susan B. Anthony.
God damn it.
Amy, I'm so serious. They think that we're robots. They think all we care about is taking a million APs and getting into Yale and editing law review at Georgetown and clerking for a federal judge between junior and senior year before eventually becoming the youngest justice ever nominated to the Supreme Court of the United States. In my case, you get the point. Nobody knows that we are fun.
We know.
They need to know.
Who's they?
We are not one-dimensional. We are smart and fun. We have to do this.
This is crazy. We graduate tomorrow. What if we get in trouble?
You know that we are too smart for that. Plus, Ryan is gonna be there. She wanted you to come. You're finally gonna make your move.
No, she's not.
You've been out for 2 years and you've never kissed a girl. I want you to experience this. What will I be doing during that time, you might ask? I'm going to experience a seminal fun anecdote, and we are gonna change our stories forever.
We were gonna watch that Ken Burns thing.
The desk pole can wait, bitch! What took them 4 years, we're doing in one day!
Oh, Jesus.
Like the way I work it, then I bend it over, show them shots. All these hoes around here sitting on their ass shots. Then I pop it, then I shake it like an ass quick. Shots more than all these face, I bet these bitches know me. On the baddest in the bed, and now these bitches wanna be.
No.
No?
No.
Not acceptable.
This is not okay.
Who allowed you to be this beautiful?
Who allowed you to be this beautiful?
Who allowed you to take my breath away?
Call the paramedics.
Nope.
Call the police, because there has been an emergency.
I can't look right at it.
Down up.
Not today! Corpus Gate, move!
Down up.
Oh, work.
Get it? Cushy?
Hand sanitizer. Chapstick. College IDs. Now, Mace, listen, it is very important that you keep this safe.
Oh! Ah!
Baby! On! Don't touch your eyes!
Do the same part she does. You just take what you do to yourself, flip it upside down.
I don't really...
Just a down, but a flip.
I don't...
A down flip.
What if I don't use my hands?
You can make yourself come using only your mind? No. That's like the one thing my mind can't do.
No! Well, I use just other stuff.
A book?
No.
Very Freudian, but I'd worry about paper cuts.
No. Can we just stop talking about this?
That little elephant?
No, stop.
That weird crochet pig.
My grandma gave me that right before she died.
If you don't tell me what it is, you know I'm gonna get
it. It's a panda. It's a panda, okay? The panda. Whatever. Can we just stop talking about this, please? For the love of all things.
Quick question. Just a quick cue. What happened to her eye?
That fell off way before anything happened between us.
Did she talk dirty to you?
Mm-mm.
Tell you about how she's in danger.
No! Stop.
Do pandas roar?
Stop.
You sneaky little bitch. I can't believe you didn't tell me that you have been mounting that tragic panda every single night.
Yeah.
This is honestly, it's exhilarating. I thought I knew everything about you. I think it's healthy for a relationship to have secrets, and now we have one. I have a secret for you. Okay, yes. Yeah. I once tried to masturbate with an electric toothbrush, but I got a horrible UTI. Horrible. Like, horrible.
I wish that would have been a secret, but you've mentioned it many, many times.
Hey, I need you to do the talking. Why don't you just tell them we're going to a party?
Because they'll ask too many questions. They'll try to call Nick's aunt. I've never lied to my parents before. You know when I lie, I just had too many details. Just make up a story, but don't say we're having a date night or anything.
Why, it's funny your parents think we're boning.
No, it's not, because you're not the one who has to deal with their creepy smiles when I tell them I'm meeting you at the library, when I'm actually meeting you at the library.
Honestly, it's surprising that Doug and Charmaine are supportive considering their whole Jesus thing. It's nice.
Charmaine, get to the safe room. Yay. We're being robbed by supermodels.
You girls look fabulous and smart. And also brave.
Thank you.
What are you guys cold?
Just
a
little nippy.
I'll start a fire. Or I'll turn up the heat. Just get the jackets off. Dinner's about ready.
Oh, well, you've got to taste this. Yeah. I'm calling it Diplom Meatball.
Sure. Right. Okay. Char, Dougsicles. Would it be okay if Amy stayed over at my house tonight?
The night before graduation?
Yeah, you know, my mom can drive us to the ceremony. We just want as much time together as we can before she leaves for Africa.
We made mushroom cap and gowns. We made special names for all this stuff. Great deal of care was taken.
Well,
chips and salt so long, high school. You know, cheese and salah. Me being your dad was the greatest honor of my life. Everything has a name. I love my baby girl. Yeah. It's olives.
Doug.
You know what? We get it. We get it.
Yes.
We understand,
yes.
Okay? What you two have.
We do. I'm sorry.
What they have is very, very special.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It really is. It is. You know, they say you never forget your first
friend.
Special friend.
Normal friend.
Yeah, my special friend.
Yeah.
I'm just so thankful we get to spend the whole night together to really show each other how much we care about each other.
That's great.
My girl.
We'll probably just do a Korean face mask.
Well, I don't need to know all the words.
Okay. Go.
Auntie's house, she's about to be popping.
Big ass shorty.
Ferris isn't trying to fall in love in his day off.
God, Tanner ate a ghost pepper. He needs milk. Someone get him milk. That's not gonna help. Oh, that's too much milk. He just had too much milk. Fuck! No one is answering.
Somebody give me the address!
We've never hung out with any of these people outside of academic activities. They probably think we're calling about school stuff.
You're right. Can we just call a Lyft?
We still don't know where we're going. Do you know a Lyft driver that knows where Nick's aunt lives?
I think I do.
Who are you calling?
Don't worry about it, Chica.
What?
Jesus Christ!
All aboard the SS Lit! It's fuck! The SS Lit as fuck! I'm so glad you called. Sorry it took so long. Traffic was nuts. I'll come.
It's like Guy Fieri's wet dream.
It's a means to an end.
May I offer you the front, mademoiselle? Nope, going for the back. That's cool. Back's great, too. Great airflow back there. Get on in there. Okay. Time for some nights we'll never remember with some friends we'll never forget, huh?
Jared, you know where the party is, right?
Absolutely. Ladies, we are headed to the biggest, coolest grad night party in town. Can I get a what?
Jesus Christ.
Nope, that's okay. Maybe later. It's over on the west side. So,
some tunes going.
Random House Audio presents Lean In, Women Work and okay. The Will to Lead by Cheryl.
That's
Sandler
embarrassing.
With Nell Scovell.
I have this thing where I like to hear the words of powerful women before I party to remind myself of the respect and awe you ladies deserve.
Internalizing the Revolution. I got pregnant with my first child in the summer.
Well, get some peppy going. We'll get this party started, huh?
Holy calamity, scream insanity. Oh, are you ever going to be another great fan of me?
Sorry about that.
Jared, it's fine. Isn't she like your girlfriend or something?
What? No, she's... no girlfriend for me. I can't pick faves. Too many ladies want to lock this down. They don't have the code. 2831. Well, that's my PIN number. But... sorry, I'll just... What's up, Jeech?
Jared, where the fuck did you go? I left my tin of special things in your car, and I need it.
Okay, all right. Jeez, Louise.
Do I want to know what a tin of special things is?
What?
Hey, Jared, we're just gonna hop out here.
Wait, what?
She's kidding.
No, I'm not. Our friend, she just texted us, and she said she hit a possum with her car. Yeah.
Do you know what kind of possum?
Bad. But the possum didn't die. It's adrenaline and rage just made
okay,
it stronger.
We are not chopping her up. Keep driving.
What about the pot? Is she gonna be okay? You want to text her to see if she's okay?
No, about the possum.
Jared, you took Spanish, right?
Ah, sí, sí, mi bonito mujer.
Yo took one. May one tea shashing wa.
You know the way Gigi chillas a little woman to join heights of hoots a shang. You chang a issue, Bakwan.
I'm not getting any of it.
Sing to Shuru Shar and Zoy.
When we take Chang puts up in motion, woman can eat about that to one.
Woo! Came in a little hot there. That's my bad. But we are here.
What do we do?
Don't move. Don't inhale.
All right.
Oh, shit.
There are drugs. In my orifices.
Drugs? Oh, no, that's not drugs. That's just Gigi's vitamins.
What?
Yeah, you know, like vitamin D, B12. Gigi likes to crush them up and snort them. She says they work better that way. We'll get you cleaned up on board.
Wait, what do you mean on board?
Okay, now, you guys said you wanted to go to the best party. So, I brought you to the best party, which is my party. Prepare to get bashed! Not in, like, a violent way, completely... consensual bashing. I don't know if that was clear. Prepare to get consensually bashed. I'll say I'll have him change it. What do you think?
You're serious, Jared? This is your party?
You don't want to go to Nick's lame house party. You don't. A boat is international waters, right? Maritime law. Just come check it out for a little bit. It's sick. The catering company said it's the coolest party they've ever been to. And I'll tell you something. They work Sasha Obama's Sweet 16. Up to you.
What are we thinking?
We still don't have the address to Nick's. Someone on board might know where it is. And I'd like to meet someone who met Sasha.
Yeah, respect for Sasha.
Okay.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go. You getting excited? Welcome to the club.
Oh,
pretty cool, huh? We're on a boat right now. What's up with that?
There's not a soul here, Aim.
Ice Tiger?
This is insane. You made gift bags? There's an iPad in here.
Reloaded with photos of all of our best high school memories, class of 2019. Say what, champagne? There's a masseuse in the back, male or female, gambling behind the bar. You guys tan?
I'm so happy you guys are here. I knew you guys partied, didn't I, Jared?
You did, she said it.
I told him. Those guys seem quiet, but they're probably spending every weekend at like a sex dungeon.
Oh, no.
Here, try one of these strawberries.
No. Not bad.
That's pretty good.
Wait. Oh god, you taste like my vitamins. I think I'm in love with you.
I don't think you are.
You're coming with me.
What?
Dion? Party upstairs! Yeah!
Look what I found. With your name on it. Come on. Too cool. How do you feel, huh?
You look stoked.
Chicken spring roll?
No, thank you. Oh, yeah.
You want?
Oh, no, thank you. Not a drug person.
Not even pot? I feel like I could help you relax.
Nope. Doesn't work for me.
DJ roll!
What the fuck?
Patrick. Stop. Shared rack. Take the helmet off. Take the helmet off.
Oh.
This isn't working. You can't buy people's affection.
No, I'm pretty sure you can. I've seen it a lot. My parents did it. Their parents did it.
Just stop trying so hard, okay? If people can sense it, it turns them off.
But you try hard. I mean, you try hard at everything. That's what I like about you. I didn't mean
I'm gonna go.
Let me bump.
Motherfucker, you're everywhere!
One time I ate a legal pop brownie when Model UN went to Amsterdam. And as soon as I got high, I just cried about the fact that one day my mom will die. So
I had the exact same thing.
Really?
I lost my virginity in what I thought was a park, but it turned out to be a graveyard, and now the ghost spirits live inside my eggs, waiting to be reborn.
It's not at all the same.
I always felt like we were similar. God, I'm gonna miss you. Come here.
Hey, you can't smoke up here.
Oh, what'd you just say to her?
I said to you, you can't smoke.
You do not speak to her that way.
Is it her, me? Because I'm fine.
That is my best friend in the fucking world.
We're not. She's not.
We'll fucking fight you to the death.
Oh! Okay, I'm calling security.
We need to get the fuck out of here because I...
Light him up, Luann! It's go time!
There's only one thing left to do. Jump.
No, yep, wait, what? Yep, no, thank you. No.
Why are you here? No.
What are you guys doing up here?
One time into the future!
Let's escape through!
No. Jake, you okay?
He's against me.
Sweaty. Oh, my God. We have to figure something out before we get to Nick's.
You still want to go to Nick's?
You don't?
Well, dude, we went to a party. We did it. Let's go home.
Amy?
Don't do your lecture voice.
That was not a party.
Well, it definitely was a party.
That was a detour. We are A-plus people, and we were going to an A-plus party. Like this. Oh my God, Alan responded. We have the address. Okay, I'm calling a Lyft. Oh, my score is very low. I'm much too abrasive with the drivers. You should call.
I'm gonna go home. But if you wanna go to Nick's, you should really go. Seriously, go.
Malala.
Whoa.
I'm calling Malala.
Wow. You know you only get like one Malala a year.
Yeah, I'm calling it. Full support, no questions asked, you are coming with me. Malala.
All right. Malala.
Oh! Jordan?
Yeah, and your aim...
You know, this job's a good way to supplement the old income. You know, teacher salaries today and all.
It's
a disgrace.
Yeah. Meet new people and see new parts of the city and run into old friends. Yeah, plus, I'm writing a book now.
Oh.
Yeah. Not just the principal. Cool. Nothing more exciting or daunting than the blank page. You know, one of the books I'm thinking about doing is a book of quotes. Nothing more daunting or exciting than the blank page. But, yeah, that's one idea. I think about doing a detective novel. Actually, you know what? You two will love... Amy, you'll love this. It's a female detective.
Oh,
a lady
really?
Detective. Yeah. How about that, right?
Interesting.
Yeah, she's pregnant, too. Still working. And, you know, the baby, whenever she's, like, close to a clue or, like, one of her hunches is, like, you know, close, the baby kicks. You know, and the harder it kicks, the closer she is. And that's where I'm at right now. I don't know what to do once, when she... gives birth, but keep that. Hey, you dumb son of a bitch! Choose a lane. That was nuts. I don't know what that was. Oh, this town. A lot of angry people in this town. You guys want some music, man?
Yeah. Genius.
tether loop off. We're gonna tether loop off the mother sucker.
Dude, we're gonna get to Nick's so late.
It's fine. Everybody shows up to parties late. It's like, it's cooler to be late. We're gonna arrive right at the crest. Before you know it, you'll be neck deep in Ryan.
Neck deep in what direction?
Can you tell me?
I don't know. I don't know anything.
This is like your nightmare about having to land a commercial airliner, but much, much worse.
I mean, is it worse?
Well, yeah.
I had the lives of 100 people in my head. My crew was counting on me. I mean, I was their Sully.
I'm really stressed about it.
Okay, I know you are. If only there was just video. People looking up.
Sorry, are you talking about...
All I'm saying...
No.
No one would know if you watched one porn one time. Think of it as a documentary. It's just a sexy documentary. It's a hot dog.
All of those women are European trafficking victims.
Excuse me, ma'am. Are you judging other people's sexual preferences? Because you fuck a panda every night.
Fuck a panda. So fucking funny.
Are you about to sit here and judge me for dabbling in pornography? I thought you were a sex-positive feminist.
Are you insane? Principal Brown is right there.
I have headphones.
It's 4 feet away from
us. I have headphones, madam.
All right, but once we get a sense of the mechanics, I am shutting it off real quick.
Of course. It's for educational purposes.
Educational purposes.
Plug in, your phone's gonna die. Principal Brown?
Oh, Principal Brown is my dad. You just call me Jordan.
No, thank you. Principal Brown?
Yes.
Do you have a phone charger?
No, I don't. Got like 13. Yeah, here. There you go. Catch.
I know you could do that from that angle. Oh, wait, what did I miss?
Go back, actually.
Let's go back.
Okay.
Well, if you guys want to listen to your music, I can just plug it in up here.
Whoa!
Oh, that's fucking hot.
Touch me.
Was that Cardi B?
To do your entrance every time somebody arrives, okay? What are you guys doing here?
What is going on?
It's a murder mystery party. I've been planning it for months.
Wait, this is your house, Alan. Alan, I was so clear in my text we were looking for Nick's party.
My husband, Robert, was an esteemed Broadway director and the love of my life. And he's been killed like a dog in the street.
Was he stabbed? That sounds very tragic. But there's been a mistake. We are looking for Nick's party. Do you have the address? We can't find it.
I don't know a Nick. I only know sorrow and grief.
Okay, you're at a 10. I need you at a 2.
I have a wake to plan.
Okay, well, if you guys are here, you might as well take some of the extra characters since 2 people decided not to show up.
No.
Okay. Adorable farmer new to the city.
No, cool. No, we don't need characters because we're not staying.
Barren orthodontist.
Why am I barren?
Am I here to farm or have I given up that life?
This just says orthodontist.
Your backstories are actually in the packets.
No, we are not staying and we're going to Nick's party.
We can just stay.
No.
Is that the party where somebody ate a ghost pepper?
Yes.
Yeah, somebody here came from there, I think. Maybe the mayor? Go, immerse yourselves. Review your histories in the parlor. Okay, if your characters aren't married, hands off each other.
No.
Oh.
Do not go, Jackie.
Oh, she's really good.
Oh my God, you guys are here.
Yeah,
how did you get here?
How did you get here?
And how are you dry?
How are you dry?
Erin, I can see you breathing. Gigi, D, dig deeper.
I don't think.
Oh, is it over?
No, stop. Mom, do not talk to the actors. The house is mine until 11 p.m. Cindy, I swear to fucking God.
Jesus!
What the
Christ?
Fuck, God!
Guys, the re-election is coming up, and I need to know if I have to buy your votes.
Wait, are you the mayor? Do you know where Nick's party is?
Of course I do. I know where all the parties are.
Where is it?
Come into my office, now.
Okay, thank you.
And go. Come. Now.
Okay.
You can't tell anyone.
We won't.
Not even each other.
Okay.
Nick's party.
Is at his aunt's house.
We know it's at his
Aunt Amy, I swear to God, I need to get out of here.
Either way, I am pretty impressed with how well you guys are holding it together. You're doing fantastic.
What do you mean?
I thought the strawberries would have hit by now.
Why would strawberries hit?
Because they were dipped in an unbelievably potent drug. It's like ayahuasca, but Asian.
Asian Waska.
I told you guys that, right?
No.
Oh, my mom has a scarf that color.
Listen to me. We're gonna be fine.
One time I threw up and my mom caught it in her hands because she loves me.
We are healthy.
In my life.
Amy! Help! Molly, help me! Oh my God, don't look down, Amy! No!
I can't reach!
You have to put my heel in your hole.
My heel? Your heel in my what?
Your hole!
What hole?
Your cord!
Hole!
Oh. Fuck! Molly!
Oh my God.
What the fuck am I wearing? Where's my badge?
Molly, I have no genitals.
How do I pee? How do I shit?
I mean, I don't even have nipples. These are just mounts. My whole body's like a fucking dolphin. Just perfect. Round. Huge mounts.
Wow. What? Look at my body. I am beautiful.
No, don't get sucked in. This is our nightmare, Amy.
I know this is unrealistic and bad for women, but... Is it bad? Because I feel pretty good. I mean, this ass won't quit.
Amy, use your brain!
I don't need to use my brain. I just need to be smooth and flexible. Look at you, you bad bitch.
Okay, that's it. We have to wake up.
My. I think I might, like, actually stay here for a while.
No, I won't let you do it! Stop it!
You need to throw up!
Let me have this body!
Now that the amuse-bouche of bacon-wrapped dates is over, why don't we play a rousing round of j'accuse?
Fuck you, George.
Who is she supposed to be?
The orthodontist.
We're okay. We did it. We went to two parties. We did drugs. We can say we went out. Let's go home.
What?
No.
The plan is to go to Nick's. We have to stick to the plan.
Dude, nothing has gone according to plan tonight.
Which is why we have to stick to the plan. Let's call another lift.
Why are you being so pushy?
Honestly, pushy is a compliment. You know who else was pushy? Diane Sawyer, Joan of Arc, Queen Nora of Jordan.
I know where Queen Nora's from.
Once we get to Nyx, all of this will be worth
it. Just forget about Nyx. No one will even tell us where it is. Why are you being so obsessed with his party?
Because she loves him.
Oh my God, Gigi, stop doing that.
What did you say?
Molly loves Nyx.
Can you please stop repeating that sentence because it's not true?
Yeah, Molly hates Nyx.
Thank you.
She projects disgust to cover up a deep desire.
No. Thanks. You just drugged us and you tried to throw us off of the
road. I did.
So nothing you say is of any value to us. So you can stop flipping me off because you should flip off, so shut the fuck up.
Madam Mayor, what are you doing out here?
George locked himself in the closet.
Fuck!
Dude.
No.
Dude?
No. I don't like him. Yes, maybe he is classically, traditionally handsome and weirdly charming, and maybe my innate biology registers him as an ideal mate. And yes, maybe I occasionally fantasize about him sweeping me off my feet. And some weaker people might call that a tiny crush, but I can ignore it. I can fight against it because we all have weird interests. And the important thing is that we shove them down and we never speak about them again.
You don't have to shove anything down.
Yeah. Yeah, I do, because I can't like him. Maybe my body can like him, but my mind knows that that's stupid because he's a jock. And all he cares about is being cool and having fun, and he doesn't even look at girls unless they look like AAA. And he definitely doesn't want me because I'm a butter personality.
How dare you say that about my best friend?
Amy, you fucking slap me!
If you ever say anything like that about yourself again, I will fucking lay you out, okay? You are the strongest, coolest, smartest, most stunningly gorgeous creature this high school and this earth has ever seen. And Nyx Halland would be so fucking lucky to be a footnote in your story. Because we're going to his party.
Are you serious?
I am dead serious. If Nyx's what you want, then that's what you deserve.
How? How are we going to find out where the party is?
By doing what we do best. Motherfucking homework.
Brushed my hair, went downstairs, favorite jeans on my rear, and I looked up in my mirror, and I said, who's that there, in that mirror, I don't care, and they're aware, now I see just why they stare, I just paid them, I don't care, I know,
so what, I got an attitude, bitch, I got an attitude,
I will now be attempting 15 pizza boxes, yeah!
How many orders that big do you think Lito's gonna fill tonight?
Sausage pizzas are just one cheese and one sausage pizza. Fucking morons.
Oh my God. Oh shit. Is this some Manson family shit? What is this?
No. Everything is gonna be just fine. You're just gonna give us the address to where you delivered some pizzas tonight.
Oh my God, are you guys out of your fucking mind? How old are you, by the way?
Does not matter!
Okay, that voice did not make you sound older. So you're basically children, and you just willingly got in the car of a strange man. Do you guys have a weapon?
Yes.
If we claim to have a weapon, this might be a felony.
Fuck. Okay, so you're using your hair as a mask and trying to rob someone with no weapon. Because the funny thing is, I actually have a weapon. I keep that to protect myself from bad people, something you guys should be thinking about. Did the possibility of sexual assault ever enter your minds?
Not really.
Yeah, not really. I can tell. You were spending more time on, like, the hair and that whole part of it, maybe, yeah. Because we're like... right by the freeway. I could have you across the state line in like 40 minutes, take you to some cabin, hog tie your ankles, leave you in a room with like a saucer of milk and videotape the whole thing for a couple days.
Huh? What?
Think about that.
What?
No, I'm not gonna think about it. We just need you to give us the address to where you deliver this huge order tonight.
Okay, you know what? Let me give you the address. I feel like if I don't, you guys are so stupid, some dog walker's gonna find your bodies tomorrow under some overpass.
Okay.
Whoa, don't show me your passcode!
Oh, that's fair. Okay, I'm sorry.
That's
just
the whole thing with passcodes.
I'm just copying the address.
That's your private information.
Thank you so much. Oh my God.
Quick cue. Now that we're already in your car, would you mind driving us there?
Yeah, why not?
Oh,
I'm being sarcastic! Get the fuck out of my car!
Okay, thank you so much!
Don't trust people! Oh my God!
Oh my God! You were incredible! You were so scary!
If you were a criminal, you'd be the best fucking criminal in Los Angeles!
Okay, great. Let's call a chariot. Fuck! I left my phone in his car! Why did I have to use a visual aid? Wait!
It's okay! Amy! We will get it tomorrow! It's fine! I'll use mine! Well, I'm at 2%? Why the fuck am I at 2%? Why is my battery so low?
Porn. We streamed a lot of porn! Just call a Lyft!
No, I can't call a Lyft because if my phone dies and the driver can't contact us, we are fucked! Unless... Pick up.
Who are you calling?
Hi, it's Molly and Amy. We're at Lito's Pizza on Victory Boulevard. We are stranded. Please pick us up. We need... It died.
We could hitchhike.
Are you aching to be murdered?
Well, I'm just throwing out suggestions here.
Watching Gilmore Girls. I've seen it like 50 times. Okay, wait, so what is this address I'm taking you to?
It's Nick Helen's aunt's house. It's a party, technically.
You two want me to drive you to an unsupervised house party?
Well...
Good, I'm glad you guys are having some fun before graduation. Ugh.
Really?
Yes. Oh my gosh, yes. I don't want you guys to make the same mistake I did.
What do you mean?
I spent a majority of my 20s overcompensating for the fact that I never had fun in high school. And, you know, the pendulum then swung in a completely different direction. I mean, I went crazy. I had some really dark moments there in my 20s. Like, some really dark moments. Like, it was bad. You know I'm banned from Jamba Juice? Like, not a single Jamba Juice. Like, every Jamba Juice. That came down from corporate. Do you know how many Jamba Juices there are in this country? Like, a bajillion. It's a national chain. It's a sensation. I cannot have another mango or go-go ever again. But look, I don't want that for you, okay? You still have a chance. I want you two to go to this party, and I want you to have fun, because tonight is your night.
Yes!
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 Okay.
Yes!
Yes!
So, what are you two wearing?
We're thinking, just this look.
You do know you guys are matching, right?
We added this embellishment here.
Well, lucky for you two, I'm a single woman living in Los Angeles, so I got a lot of shit in this car. Why don't y'all go through some of those bags?
I'm sorry, we can touch your clothes?
Yes, please. Please touch my clothes. Please get a change of clothes.
This night?
I have no breath.
Excuse me?
Sorry, what?
I have nowhere to go with this. It's too perfect.
You are literally glowing.
You've hit the level of perfection, and now I'm just
Ivy stole my heart.
You've just come out of the water. You're fresh from the water. You're a mermaid. You're here.
How are you so fucking shiny?
Can you fetch me an inhaler? Because I can't breathe.
My eyes.
I'm physically unable.
My eyes hurt so bad from your beauty.
Excuse me, ladies. Oh. There's a party to get to. I will see you two inside, all right? Just kidding. Imagine if I did, though. Like, imagine if I, like, just went in. That'd be weird, right? Anyway, see y'all later.
Okay. Love you.
Love you.
Look at these bros, look at these gloves, look at this dough, look at this gold, look at the hoe, look at me then, look at these hoes, these bitches ain't fucking with me, killer. Look at these bros, look at these gloves, look at this dough, look at this gold, look at me then, look at these hoes, these bitches ain't fucking with me, killer.
That's what I meant also.
No, you need to have a little bit of fun before you go to Africa.
You remember when I'm going to Africa?
Of course. Aren't you going to go to, like, Uganda or something?
Botswana. They'd kill me in Uganda.
Why?
Because that country's not really a fan of gay people.
Oh, shit, that's crazy.
Would you be afraid to go to Uganda?
Karaoke in the guest room!
Jesus.
God, I missed you. Fuck.
Do you want to go do karaoke in the guest room? I love that girl.
Yeah.
Come on, let's go.
Okay.
Holy shit! Wait, Molly's here? What a fucking compliment to get Molly to roll. Dude, are you actually here right now? Is this some mirage? Am I fucking losing my mind? Or did I actually get President Molly to come out on a weekend?
It's a purely ceremonial visit.
Okay. Hey, why don't you sit here? Yeah, right next to me, please. Sit here, let's go. I've been fucking waiting for this since like seventh grade. Please.
Oh.
It's for you.
The song goes out to my cast. I want you to know that I'm
happy for you.
Shh.
I wish nothing but the best for you both. An older virgin like me, is she perverted like me? Will she go down on you in a hall?
Señora Fawn, you ever made love to a Mexican?
Hey, listen, this pong is actually supposed to be my thing. Mm-hmm. So if you could just tone it down for my sake, my self-esteem.
No, I think you just have to step up your game. Like, you just have to rise to my level. It's not my fault.
To her level? It's crazy. We haven't hung out outside of school before, you know? I used to think you all work and no play, but you're actually pretty fun.
I am fun.
Hi, Miss Fine.
Hi, Theo.
No! And every time you speak her name, does she know that you told me you'll hold me until you die? Till you die, but you're still alive, and love can to remind.
This is amazing.
You're amazing.
You're 20, right? Yeah. You got a mic. You got a tape. No, please.
Straight down at it.
How tall are you?
Well, how tall do you think I am?
Five, four.
Does my teammates usually aren't this mean?
Oh, no, no, no. They're usually blonde and skinny and they don't drink carbs.
No, no way. Okay, I fuck with Hufflepuffs.
Hufflepuff like Harry Potter?
Yeah. I mean, what are you, like, half Slytherin, half Ravenclaw, yep? Yeah?
That is exactly what I am.
There you are. Oh, fuck. Okay, see, I'm gonna go take care of them, make sure they don't kill themselves, but hey, you stay right here, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, you don't move, I'll come back a moment, okay? Don't move,
I'm not
right?
Gonna move.
Don't move.
I'm not gonna
yeah?
move.
Fuck, you're gonna move. Don't
I'm,
move.
No, I'm not, you know what? I'm not gonna move.
Okay. Don't hold back, I wanna break free, got this singing through your body, and I'm carried by the sound. By the sound. Oh, love will never break the shape we take. Oh, baby, let all them voices slip away. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Things are going so well over here, like really, really, really well. I'm being so mean to him, but it's working. We talked about Harry Potter. He knows I'm a Slytherin.
I think we should go home.
Wait, what? No, just dry off.
No, I think we need to leave. Come on, let's go.
No, are you nuts? No, Nick is fully flirting with me. This actually might happen. Listen to me. This actually might happen.
No, Molly, please, I'm asking you. Let's just go.
Amy,
okay?
Just go find Ryan. It'll be great.
Malala!
Amy, no.
Are you kidding?
No,
I've done whatever you wanted all night, and I'm calling Malala, so come with me.
No, I'm not leaving just because you're doing the thing that you always do.
What is that supposed to mean?
Just, you talk a big game, and then you give up just when things get uncomfortable. Like, you jumped in the pool, and now you're sad that you're wet? Like,
that's bullshit, no, Mal. That's bullshit.
If I didn't drag you to do things, Amy, you wouldn't do that.
You don't drag me. You force me to do whatever you want to do.
What does that even mean?
You decide what we do and when we do it, and that we always have to do it together.
Yeah, I have to decide because you literally decide nothing. Like, I do all the heavy lifting in our friendship. You never take charge.
I take charge all the time.
You never take charge. I always have to push you. Without me, you wouldn't do anything.
I'm going to Africa without you.
Yeah, I encourage your summer abroad.
I'm not going for the summer. I'm going for the entire year. I'm taking a gap year. I deferred Columbia until next fall.
When did you decide that?
When I applied.
In January? You've been lying to me since January?
Yeah, because I knew if I told you, you'd bully me into staying.
So all our schedules are going to be off now. We're not going to graduate together. We're not going to go on a post-college trip together. We're not going to move to D.C. together. Our whole plan
was your plan. That was never my plan. It's always your plan.
I can't believe you. You think that going to Africa makes you tough, and you weren't even fucking brave enough to tell me about it. You're a fucking coward, Amy.
You're selfish and mean.
You're a bad friend.
You're a fucking bad friend.
What the fuck? I locked that.
Well, I guess you didn't.
What's wrong with you? Fight with your wife?
Can you please just leave me alone?
Why are you even at a party? Shouldn't you be, like, marching in some meaningless protest somewhere? Or, I don't know, in your bed doing homework?
You don't even know me.
Pretty sure I do.
No, you're just one of those people who claims they're honest or calling people on their shit when you're really just mean.
Wow. Wow, I take it back. You are a badass who takes no prisoners and cries in the bathroom at parties.
Why are you so cruel?
I just don't like meek people. And you, you're like Molly's little sidekick bitch.
Well, you're just a basic hot girl who's gonna peak in high school.
When did you get here?
A while ago.
See, Amy, she's fucking freaked out at me. I don't know what's wrong with her.
Do people really think I had sex with a prostitute?
You didn't?
No. Of course not. I haven't slept with anybody. No one in this entire school knows me at all. Except Gigi.
I'm a golden starfish!
Gigi, the girl who jumped off your boat and gave you a prison tat while you were sleeping?
Oh, that wasn't about me. She's a sad person, you know? And yeah, she may be a little nuts, but she's the most loyal person I've ever met. I mean, she once tried to ship our mailman because she thought he laughed at me. Turns out he wasn't. I mean, he wasn't laughing at me at all. He was just looking at a meme on his phone. Plus, not everyone's lucky enough to find someone like you and Amy.
I'm just doing my best so I can get out of here and find some people who are into the same weird shit I'm into.
Not like sex stuff. I mean, like, you know, airplanes and musicals.
What?
I want to design fucking airplanes. Yeah, get rich off that and then use the cash to produce some new musicals. Enough with the revivals already. It's total bullshit. Audiences deserve something original, I think. I should probably go make sure that's not an actual dead man's float. See you at graduation, Ma.
Yellow tinted lenses in a pink Gelato.
Are you okay? Yeah, sorry, just got a little dizzy for a second there. You can stop if you want. No, you're not stopping. Okay. Cause we aiming for the stars with a pointing heart. Feeling these songs like a dancing house. Started this job selling rocks and
sorry. Oh, are you okay? Oh my god. Welcome to the days of the broken shadow.
But if we just smoke, I should probably take off mine too. Yeah. Nice dress.
It's all she had.
It's fine.
Oh my God, of course.
You wander through your thoughts like a broken promise. In it for the monetary growth of power.
How was that for you?
It's okay.
Is there like another way you prefer, or like?
I don't think that's the way you think it is.
Oh my God.
No, it's okay.
Oh my God. I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
Oh my God. I'm not used to approaching it from that angle, and my geometry was off. And
seriously, don't worry about it.
Sorry.
Are you good?
Oh my God.
I'm so sorry.
What the fuck?
Oh my God, I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry.
Ew! Are you okay?
Amy, just go. Please
go. Oh, please help me. Sorry, I'm going as fast as I can.
Go!
I'm a fool for that shake in your thumb. I'm a fool for that sound in your slums. I'm a fool for your belly. I'm a fool for your love. I wanna make this play. Oh, I know you're fading. But stay.
We're fucking sitting ducks. They're gonna come in here, they're gonna find us.
All right, focus up. Wait for my signal. I'm gonna create a diversion.
What?
Ha!
This is why people say I gave guys roadside assistance, right? I gave them a ride home, that's all. Okay, that's not true. I blew them. But it's not like they ran out of gas and I showed up to suck their dick while they waited for help. We hooked up in their car. It makes sense to hook up in a car. I'm not gonna, like, suck a dick at my own home where my father can walk in at any moment. Also, I wanna enjoy it. Fucking sue me.
That makes a lot of sense.
You know what the worst part is? All the fucking girls call me that too. I knew like Ben and Max and Dick Splinter would say stupid shit. I just
I didn't think the girls would, too. Amy never called you that. I'm sorry. I'm genuinely sorry. Just, like, please don't call me AAA at Yale next year. I just want people to know my real name. Of course. Annabelle?
Fuck, dude. No, not right now.
I'm sorry. That was bad. That wasn't my best. Jesus Christ. That was embarrassing for me. I'm sorry for that, too.
Wait, where the fuck do you live?
Oh my god.
There are more prisons than colleges in the United States. Did you know that? And it costs $71,000 to house an inmate in California. It's more than Harvard. Well, it seems excessive. Shotgun. Just kidding. I don't have one.
I'm actually here for someone else. I'm so sorry. My mistake.
Fuck you, dude.
Dude, you're in full-on jail.
Yeah, I know.
I'm so sorry.
I mean, it's okay. I'm gonna have to pay a fine and go before the judge, but
I'm sorry. I know women apologize too much, but in this case, I have so much to be sorry for. I was so selfish.
I was being a coward.
You called Malala.
I lied to you, Mom.
You were trying to save me from seeing Nick rub his boner all up against Ryan.
Oh my god, can you believe that, by the way?
No, honestly, no. I would have guessed that Nick hooked up with Theo before I would have guessed he hooked up with Ryan.
Nick and Theo do have great chemistry.
Divine. I mean, it's palpable. I'm sorry. I'm so controlling. I just can't imagine my life without you. You are the motherfucker who got arrested the night before graduation.
Oh my god! Graduation! Molly, what time is it? You have to go!
Yeah, why do you think I'm here? You're coming with me.
Dude, no. I am screwed. I can't leave.
Amy,
have to go.
I am not graduating without you. So either I get arrested and I join you in there, or we go together.
How?
We're gonna trade some information because we have seen this man.
What?
Is that Jared's car?
I'll explain later.
Am I driving?
What's your driving? No, that was mine. Oh. Okay, Waze says 19 minutes. We're doing it in 7.
Let's fucking do this.
Picture this. I'm a bag of dicks. Put me to your lips. I am sick. I will punch a baby bear in his shit. Give me lip.
Hey, guys, let's go ahead and take a seat.
Stop.
Ooh. Hey, Evelyn. I just wanted to say, have a great summer. That's what the kids are doing, right? Great. All right. Cool. Sickening.
Morning, my queen.
Hi.
So last night was amazing. Can I see you again?
Good luck at Google next year, okay? Bye.
Bye.
Did you fuck Miss Fine?
We the best, we would cut a frowning face in your chest.
yes, little wench. I'ma mention a big fresh, I'm a mensch. Get correct, I will walk into a court while it wrecks, screaming yes, I am guilty, motherfucker.
Has anybody seen Molly? Because we gotta get started. She kicks it off. Huh? Nobody? Because I haven't seen her either since yesterday, when we were at school, all of us were at school together.
So Molly actually warned me she might be a little late and tapped me to start her speech.
Wait, wait, Molly Davidson's going to be late to graduation?
Yeah.
Okay, that doesn't sound like her.
Right. Well, she also asked me to remind you that, I got it. This sort of thing happens all the time on the Senate floor, and if a senator isn't present for a vote,
okay.
Okay. A proxy can call for a motion for the vote to take place in his.
Okay, I got it. Okay, so so she tapped you.
Tap me.
Okay. Yeah, fuck it. I approve. You're up. You're gonna kick it off.
Oh.
There we go.
Yeah, yeah. So I tell you, stay, honey. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Look at you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm Molly Davidson.
Huh? Hey, you wanna hear a good joke? Nobody speak, nobody get choked.
I am a woman. I am a powerful woman. And I'm ready to take the fists of my femininity to the status quo.
Straight white man, your time is...
Okay.
That I was better than you, but really, I don't know any more than you guys. All I know is that we have a lot more to learn. Because this part's over, and that's so sad. It was great, wasn't it? Things are never going to be the same, but it was perfect. And I may not have before, but I see you now. And you're all pretty great. Don't let college fuck it up. Congratulations.
Okay. That went over, but I will not be cutting down my allotted time. Gigi, hit the track.
Rocket.
That's pretty good.
Oh, you know what's good? If you roll these, and then you'll have more room.
Oh, probably not rolling, though. Well, why does it have to be...
Look, God, you're bringing Ling Ling. Ling Ling. Please be good to my Amy. Feel like she's
pack
not so lonely. Make her feel good.
I gotta put that in the old suitcase.
Make it stop.
Please don't put your face on the face.
Make it stop.
Not on the head.
Make it stop.
Not on the neck.
Okay, Amy, there's a...
Look who she's bringing.
Okay.
Ling Ling.
No.
Let me get in there.
No.
Amy, there's someone here to see you.
Hmm? Who? What? Oh, why is she here?
Excuse me?
Amy, why is she here? Hey.
Hey. I figured I'd bring back your clothes.
Oh, thanks so much. I don't usually leave my underwear in places that aren't my room.
Yeah, I figured.
So, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. Are you okay?
Yeah. You know, prison kind of changes you. But, I'm fine. Sorry, I really don't know what I'm doing with all that stuff yet.
Well, for someone who has no idea what they're doing, you kind of know what you're doing.
that's cool. So how's your summer going? I mean, what are you doing for the summertime?
I think I'm gonna backpack around for a bit.
Really?
Yeah.
Where?
I don't know. Honestly, anywhere I can find a couch to crash on. I just, I want to see some stuff before college.
That's really cool. Me too. That's why I'm taking a gap year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well, have fun, nerd.
Well, if you ever end up in Botswana, you'd have a couch to crash on.
Okay.
Well, technically, it won't be my couch, because I'll be staying with a family, but I'm sure they'll be cool with it.
Okay.
This thing drives like a cruise ship.
Well, it's yours now. Take care of the old vulva for me.
Oh, speaking of vulva, remember when you missed Pope's? You just went straight for that butthole.
I said once a day.
Okay, once a day. I have to stock up because you're going to be on the flight for like 28 hours. So I have to stock up. It's on my Yeah, feels weird to be on this side of the car. It's like everything's different.
Yeah, I can't believe I'm not gonna see you tomorrow.
Call me on that weird international flip phone, okay?
I will. Okay. Bye. I love you.
Love you.
Bye. Go make those tampons, girl.
I will.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, gotta get that bag.
Yep, got it. It's a long trip.
Go get him.
What's here?
Oh.
Okay.
Thing.
What the fuck?
I can be the last
last one on the plane?
What's wrong with you?
You wanna get pancakes?
Fuck yeah, I do. Fuck yeah.
Smoke with Snoopy. I still-
Crockett, Crockett, put it in your pocket. Crockett, 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 Crockett.